This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In an industrial town near the front line of the Ukraine conflict, detainees from both sides began returning home on Sunday in an all-for-all prisoner swap agreed between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That agreement has seen dozens exchanged from both sides and is likely to be hailed by Zelensky, who won a landslide election victory in April, as proof that he is making good on his promise to bring captured Ukrainians home. Kiev's forces have been battling separatists in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine since 2014, in a conflict that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. Sporadic fighting continues despite a ceasefire.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony has left about 10 people dead and more than several dozen wounded. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Survivors helped victims of the rocket attack as rescue workers evacuated the wounded to ambulances, taking them to hospitals in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. Witnesses say the rocket struck near a viewing stand at a military graduation ceremony for southern separatist militia cadets. Yemen's southern separatists targeted in Sunday's attack have been fighting the Houthis alongside other forces loyal to President Hadi. The separatists, who are seeking independence from southern Yemen, clashed with other forces loyal to Hadi in Aden this past summer. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.